Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Our text this morning is from the lesson read earlier from the prophet Jeremiah. Some think that these verses are a reflection of Jeremiah's own experience when Yahweh seemed to him like a deceitful brook, like waters that failed when sought by a thirsty man. In that hour, he discovered Yahweh had not forsaken him, but called him strongly to repent from his bitterness and his sense of being abandoned, for this had only led to despair and a cursing the day he was born. Those are worthless words. In our text, we see a man who has repented from foolish thoughts of despair and consternation before the powerful pressure of trusting in human power and strength. He had learned to trust Yahweh rather than men. What do we trust? Who do we trust? Do we trust our own preparations, our own planning, our own strength? Or do we trust in Yahweh? Do you fear, love, and trust in Yahweh above all things? Trusting someone or something is a huge step. Being prepared and having to trust in your training is always on our minds, but probably more especially for the men and women serving so faithfully in our armed forces. From the moment they enter boot camp or the academy or officer candidate school, they are being broken down to learn to trust their leaders and each other. There is not a day that goes by that they are not ready or training to be more ready for battle by strengthening that trust. They have to be ready at a moment's notice to answer the call. And once the alarm sounds, they don't have time to get ready or to begin to trust. They have to be ready. They need to trust their training and all that goes with it. They train as they would fight. Our military leaders continue to ensure that our personnel are ready for combat. The institution gets them physically and mentally prepared to make them trust. And all of our service branches have that trust. They develop a unique culture within their own branches. They even have their own songs and ethos that is unique to them, which they support and stand up in pride. In fact, I know today in our chapel, we have veterans from all branches of the armed forces, and you're proud of your service. But since I'm most familiar with the Marine Corps as a Navy chaplain serving in combat with them, I will share with you a portion of the Marine Corps hymn. In many a strife, we fought for life and never lost our nerve. If the Army and Navy ever look on heaven's scenes, they will find the streets are guarded by United States Marines. Now, before anyone panics about what kind of message I'm bringing you today, I want to point out that Jeremiah in our text is warning against that sort of trust in mankind, thinking that by trusting in our own human power will save us and get us to heaven. In fact, Jeremiah uses the strong language that anyone who trusts in anything apart from Yahweh is cursed. Life brings this truth from Jeremiah to bear. And I'm not picking on the Marines or anyone else. I've had many a conversation with my Marines on this topic of trust and salvation. Often as they are prepared to go on patrol outside the wire on a mission where they know that they may not come back because people are getting killed every day in combat, they are trained to be the best Marine possible. They are trained to trust that Marine on their left and that Marine on their right. Their physical life does depend on it. They do trust their training. They trust the equipment and the weapons that they carry, knowing that they are the best that humans can buy. Yet despite all that trust in their training, leadership, equipment, and fellow Marines, many are still killed. They did everything right. They wore all their protective gear. Yet somehow the shrapnel or bullet was able to penetrate a chink in their armor, and some were killed. That trust failed. Now it has all become real. Trusting someone on one level for safety, friendship, intimacy. But what about death? Life after death? What about eternity? Whether they perform their duties well or have a moment of fear and trepidation in the face of death, it was important for me to remind them that their salvation is not ultimately based on their ability to be a good Marine, or their equipment, or their ability. Their trust and confidence needs to be in Yahweh, just as Jeremiah shares with us this morning. While they were good Marines and served honorably in their vocation, that will not guarantee heaven, despite what their hymn tells them. They are saved because it is the Lord who called them by name in their baptism, the Lord who made them his child, the Lord who sent his only son, Jesus, to suffer and die for them. It is because of Jesus that they will go to heaven, not by being a good Marine. They needed to remember that they are blessed beyond measure with eternal life in Christ because of that trust that he gave them, and in him, their trust is in Yahweh. It's no different in any of your vocations. We don't get to heaven by being a great father or mother, husband or wife, son or daughter, pastor or missionary, the best student, the best professor, or the best employee. None of us gets us to heaven. Our trust is in the Lord, who is the Lord, Yahweh, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our trust is in Christ Jesus, who died for us. That is the trust that is within us. We are living in the church militant. We are present in a world where we daily are at war with the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh, enemies that seek us to get to trust anything or anyone above Yahweh. Jeremiah is sharing the word of the Lord that clearly reminds us that we are in this spiritual battle, and there will be drought, suffering, and loneliness. If we trust in man and make our flesh our strength, and our hearts turn from the Lord, we are like that shrub in the desert from which no good thing comes, and we will dwell in the parched places of the wilderness of despair, hopelessness, helplessness, and there will be no one to save us. If we put our trust in our achievements, our intellect, our positions, our talents, our skills, our technology, our advances, all to find purpose and meaning in life and for our salvation, we are cursed and will die a lonely death. If we put our trust in good works, our piety, our money, our carnal pleasures, we will dwell in parched places and alone. Yes, we use the trust of knowledge, skills, and abilities that God has given us, but realize at the end of the day, the only thing that really matters is what is the object of our trust for true peace and eternal life. These words recorded by Jeremiah serve to remind us every day of our life that we are not cursed, but blessed. We are blessed as our salvation is sure and certain because of the grace of God, of Yahweh, who sent Christ to die for us. We are blessed. We are forgiven for those times we do put our trust in something else and not in him. We are forgiven when we do not fear, love, and trust in God above all things. My friends, God blessed us in our baptism where he created that faith, that trust that clings to him for hope, life, and salvation. In our baptism, we are planted by water and the word that thrusts out its roots toward the stream of life, forgiveness of sins, the cross of Christ. We are rooted in Christ. Because of Jesus, we do not fear when the heat comes, the temptations, the guilt, the pain, the suffering, because we are rooted in Christ. Our leaves remain green as we are constantly fed through word and sacraments. We are not anxious in the year of drought, trials, temptations, pain, suffering, death, final exams, papers that are due. We do not cease to bear fruit. My friends, that is your hope and defense. Your hope and trust is built on Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Yes, my friends, as the word of Jeremiah tells us, you are truly blessed. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.